Welcome to the Azra Rap Podcast. I'm your host, Raj Gupta, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Schwenk. Eric, how are you doing today?
Very good, Raj. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we've got quite the assortment of guests with us today to talk about a very special topic. I've got Vincent Chan, Kumar Bhuvanendran, and Carlos Pino here with us. These are all leaders in the Azra community. And we are going to be talking specifically today about the World Congress meeting that's going to be next year, 2018, in the spring in New York City. And today we're going to specifically give a little preview and details about the special aspects of the chronic pain portion of the meeting. This is such a big meeting, we had to split up the podcast into two shows. So this is going to be the chronic pain one. We've got a separate one, acute pain and regional. And so I'd like to welcome Kumar, Vincent, and Carlos. How are you guys all doing?
Very good. Good evening, good. Everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good.
So Vincent, I'm going to start with you. We've got you've done incredible amounts of work putting this meeting together, and I wanted to get a sense from you about the chronic pain portion of it. How did you envision blending these two meetings together? In particular, I see that you guys have added a lot of really special items just for the chronic pain people. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. This will be something special because this is a World Congress, and usually we know for the chronic pain segment is usually in the fall, in November, but for the World Congress, we have added a very strong program in April. So the program is going to run from April the 19th to 21st. It's a three-day meeting, plus one day before the meeting, we also will be hosting some workshop and also the ASTRA chronic pain certificate examination. So the program is very full. We are going to run 19 parallel sessions over 3 days. We have 12 hands-on workshops, some half-day workshop, some 2-hour workshops, and one day we also have 12 to 13 problem-based learning topics. So all in all, we feel that this will be a very good program for pain practitioners, as well as for nurse practitioners and physician assistants. We have specially scheduled a one-day event for our colleagues in nurse practitioner colleagues and also physician assistants.
In fact, this is Kumar. I just want to say Vincent has done a fantastic job. So, you know, in bringing the both acute and chronic pain into one meeting, this is probably the first time, at least in the last 20 years, that Azra has done this, obviously hosting the World Congress. And we want to welcome everybody from the world to come and listen to this chronic pain sessions that's going to happen from April 19th to 21st. And you know, as Vincent said, the 18th of April, we're going to have the workshop for pain fellows. We understand, we all know that they'll be graduating. But in April, we want to be able to select 60 out of the top 96 applicants that have already been sent. There was an open application period, and the deadline is over. And we'll be selecting 60 people, and these 60 fellows will be able to come to New York and learn from the elite people of neuromodulators, implanters from the globe. And this is probably one of the unique natures, and this is probably the first time that we are going to be doing this in Azra. So we look forward to teaching the fellows, and I'm sure the fellows will enjoy the remaining meeting after their session on Wednesday. So look forward to meeting everybody around the world.
Yeah, hey, this is Eric Schwenk here. I guess this question would be more for Vincent, maybe Carlos, but looking at some of the chronic pain highlights that are going to be at this session dealing with the opioid epidemic without completely getting into every last detail, can you guys speak a little bit about some of the sessions that will specifically address that increasingly important topic? Carlos, you want to talk about that first, or Vincent, whoever wants to?
Yeah, this is going to be a very good panel. We really want it to be a global perspective. talking about the global perspective on the appropriate use of chronic opioids. So we have the speakers will be from USA, also from Europe in Spain, as well as one of our colleagues from Egypt. So we are going to look at the different practice, particularly use of opioid, how to manage chronic pain in the USA, and also looking at any of the published guidelines, how that is going to affect the opioid prescribing patterns and whether that has actually improved the outcome. And then our European colleagues will talk about what is the current state of use of opioid in Europe and also speculate on the future's trend. And our colleague in Egypt is going to address some of the challenges and the use pattern in the developing countries. So altogether, I think this will present a very good panel looking at the usage of opioid in different countries and different continents.
So this is Kumar. You know, the funny thing is actually two people are going to be debating the pro-con debate of the opioid guidelines. Tim Deere and Rick Rock are going to be debating, and I look forward to hearing their both arguments of the pros and cons about the opioid guidelines on Friday. So it's a very interesting challenge. So Eric, Carlos.
And yeah, and additionally, there'll be topics in opioids also for the physician's assistants and nurse practitioner program, as well as in the PBLD sessions.
Yeah, that's great. I just think I was asking only because, you know, sometimes depending on who you talk to, people are of the opinion this may be only a U.S. problem. And I really think it would be nice to hear the European and Egyptian perspectives on this issue. One other thing that I noted as well is that there's going to be some sessions on marijuana and cannabinoids and chronic pain. Any of you guys have any comments on those particular issues? Is this the first time that ASRA's ever addressed those particular topics?
So actually, cannabinoids has been talked in the past at meetings, and in fact, we'll be having a session even in 2017. So, I mean, we as an ASRA and a World Congress, we have been mentioning the cannabinoid receptors and the pharmacology, but I think it'll be unique in this World Congress is to hear the perspective of the global perspective on the cannabinoid receptors and how it is used globally. We obviously have our U.S. perspective, and we can always learn from the other colleagues in Europe, Asia, and how they practice on and their concepts on these cannabinoid receptors. You know, I also want to say there's going to be a very enlightening session on neuromodulation and the intrathecal therapies, again, during this World Congress. And the guidelines for the chronic intrathecal medications for the pumps will be discussed in detail during these sessions.
So you guys have been downplaying this part of it because I was looking at the program, and there's something that we're doing that's completely different with neuromodulation and some of the chronic pain procedural stuff. The workshops are going to have more involved, I believe, cadaver workshops for the first time at an ASRA meeting. Isn't that right?
Well, we have had cadaver workshops in various ASRA meetings. But I think one of the interesting things here is that we'll have, as I believe Kumar mentioned, the specific neuromodulation workshop for fellows that's going to be targeting advanced techniques, and those are going to be with cadavers. And then there will be some mixed sessions where we'll have cadavers and in models as well, where we'll use ultrasound.
But I think I just want to further to emphasize that this is the first time that ASRA is actually partnering with INS. INS is the International Neuromodulation Society. And so we have partnered as a society with a master agreement to bring the INS Society into the ASRA meeting. And so we look forward to the international flavor that we can bring to neuromodulation.
So as Kumar said, because this is a World Congress, we really want to have a global perspective. The nice thing is we will have a lot of faculty from around the world. So other than the opioid panel, the global perspective on opioids for chronic pain and also acute pain management, we have this International Neuromodulation Society panel, and the focus will be on some of the major advances in neuromodulation. In addition to that, we also have an international perspective on education, both for regional anesthesia and pain medicine, and also to look at what are the innovative pain medicine initiative around the world. So because this is a World Congress, we really want to capture the global flavor of many of these topics.
And one of the things that we've added specifically with the workshops is different tracks for beginners and those for more advanced folks as well.
So Carlos, I think Kumar mentioned it earlier, but who is this meeting right for the workshops and stuff? You mentioned beginners and advanced. Who should be looking at this program? Carlos?
Yes. So I think for the pain practitioner, this is a great meeting for those with different characteristics. I think the novice, the pain practitioner who's starting their career can learn a lot. There's a lot of techniques. There's a lot of information that's going to be given out. But also for the folks or the professionals who have reached out to us before, who have been in our meetings, they will see a lot of new things in this meeting. So I think this is worth this is a worthy meeting for all kinds of pain practitioners, whether they are just new starting in the fields or they have years of experience.
Sorry, if I may add, actually we have spent significant time in planning this meeting, and we really want to be encouraging globally the pain physicians to come to this New York meeting, because we have special registration fees for the developing countries. And further, we have created workshops and sessions that these people, these practitioners outside the U.S. can actually take back to their home and actually change their practice on a day-to-day basis. So we encourage all pain physicians from around the globe to be able to attend this meeting in New York, join us. And we have especially would welcome the developing countries and European colleagues to come and learn. And we want to learn from what you all are doing and the exchange of ideas and the development in a family setting environment is very critical to this meeting.
Yeah, Kumar, that's a really good important point to emphasize, is just the inclusiveness that I think is, from what I understand and what I would believe we all feel is one of the goals of the meeting, is to have everybody feel welcome to this meeting from wherever they're coming from, whatever the practice background. Along those lines, you guys will be anticipating higher participation rates, more people overall attending and doing the various sessions. What do you think about the abstract process and the competitiveness? Do you expect that abstracts and case reports will be under additional scrutiny and there might be more competitive, or is there just more space? And what do you think about that? I guess that's for Vincent first and then Kumar.
The process will be the same as what we have been doing for the pain meeting regularly. The good thing is we have space. We have plenty of space. We, in fact, have three tracks every day. So probably one for regional, one for acute pain, and one for chronic pain. We have not set any limits. The more people submit, as long as the scientific content is good. We take anything from original studies to case reports to challenging cases. So everyone is welcome. Please submit. It's an e-poster format. You don't have to bring any paper copies, and everything is just electronic, digital, and downloaded onto the ePoster platform.
And Vincent, before we talk about the next thing, when is the abstract submission starting and when does it finish?
Let me pull it out. I don't have...
I think the submission time has already started, hasn't it?
It has started. I believe it has been launched. And let me find out. I was just looking at it.
While Vincent is looking at the deadline for the abstracts, I just want to emphasize that Vincent has the only one, I believe, who can run this international meeting. And he's done a fantastic job, and I'm sure he'll be able to accommodate the abstract submissions and that we have probably increasing over the last three or four meetings that ASRA has held. So we anticipate the World Congress to be the highest so far. And, I'm sure Vincent will be able to create sessions. He's very creative in that fashion, working with the ASRA office. So,
yeah, exactly. January the 8th is the deadline, and the abstract submission site is now open.
Yeah, I've been encouraging my fellows. I said that deadline's going to come quickly, and they're going to be inundated with abstract submissions if the last two meetings are any indication. I think ASRA's in a very big upswing as far as interest in submitting abstracts to these meetings. And since you're accepting abstracts from all over the world and encouraging them, that's going to be a lot of people submitting abstracts. So get them in early if you guys are interested in submitting them. You know, one thing that I did notice also that we haven't talked about is the influence of the special interest groups in chronic pain as well. I feel like that's something that's been growing. I know neuromodulation has an impact. Headache is also another big one for this meeting. And then are there other special interest groups in the chronic pain side that have played a part in this meeting?
The major special interest groups are as you said, the ultrasound for pain medicine group. There is also the neuromodulation special interest group, the headache group, and also the regenerative medicine, which is something new. So we will have a good panel for regenerative medicine covering a whole variety of topics from peripheral to neuraxial interventions and look at the evidence. So those are the things that we have encouraged the special interest groups to submit. These panels are designed, created by them, and they pick the best topics to discuss and present. So we are very happy that for the World Congress, they are really intimately involved in creating the program.
I would add that the regenerative medicine is it's a very special topic. We have a parallel session devoted specifically to it, but we also have workshops devoted to regenerative medicine. So I would really encourage people to take advantage of that.
Carlos, what are those workshops about? Because a lot of people like me who are doing acute pain, one of the things I find interesting about this meeting is that there's, even though I do acute pain and regional, there's a lot of these chronic pain sessions I feel like attending. That is, of course, if Vincent leaves me any time in my schedule to do that. But I will try to jump into some of these sessions whenever possible. But I think that some of these words that you guys are using, neuromodulation, regenerative medicine, acute pain physicians may not be intimately familiar with what's involved in that and may be interested in learning some of these things.
Right. Regenerative medicine is interesting, and I think it has an application also for those in the regional setting, because it utilizes ultrasound in a lot of situations, and it's aimed mostly at soft tissue. So some joints and soft tissue injections using ultrasonography, which is along the lines of what most regionalist anesthesiologists are interested in. But it involves injections of joints, different joints and different tendons and things like that.
And there's workshops on that as well, you said?
There is workshops on that. And then with neuromodulation, you know, it's interesting because we're not only talking about spinal cord stimulation, but also peripheral neuromodulation.
So, you know, as Kumar, I think want to add that in the regenerative section, we've got an orthopedic surgeon coming who is well known in the regenerative space, who operates, and looks at acute and chronic pain. For the sports physicians, he'll be coming there and talking about the regenerative medicine and aspects. And I just, as Raj said, this is a unique meeting, and we're going to have an entire session on how acute pain transitions into chronic pain. So we're trying to blend that flavor gap between acute and chronic. And so, you know, as an acute pain physician, you realize what the end result of the treatments you provide, and the chronic pain physicians will be able to again go back to the acute pain physicians and see what they do. So there's an entire session which Vincent can elaborate on this acute to chronic pain transition. Vincent?
Yes, the acute transition of acute to chronic pain will have several panels, both on the acute pain side and chronic pain side, looking at different kind of post-surgical pain, how to prevent, and also talk about how to manage them. Again, we will involve both North American and non-North American faculty. So hopefully, again, we'll have a global perspective on this unique situation.
And I would just put in a little plug for those who want to kind of begin the conversation about some of these topics, because there's so many that we could talk about before the actual meeting starts. Just remember the hashtag AzraWorld18 can be used using Twitter and Facebook. We'll definitely have some conversations going on about these topics leading up to the meeting. So remember that.
So we have a fun little thing that I want to mention, as Eric mentioned, the social media component. We're trying to promote this. We're trying to promote the meeting so that people who don't normally think about coming to the spring meeting, let's say they're one of the chronic pain physicians that normally goes to the fall meeting, thinking about world attendees, we have a fun little globe icon picture that you can download off the Azra website and print out. And we want you to take a picture of yourself in your own city, in your own town, at your university or your hospital or something. I've got mine ready to go. I'm just waiting to get to downtown Nashville and take a picture with the Batman building somewhere and me with the globe. So that's my goal, is to get out there. It just keeps raining every day here, so I haven't had a chance to do that. But so we want to see pictures of you guys with the globe that says Azra World 2018 on it in New York City. Take a picture of yourself with the globe and something that's unique in your environment. We want to see where you're from, where you're coming from, and we want to see where all the people are. And tag it with that hashtag, AzraWorld18, and we'll put those all together. Maybe we'll have a way to show that during the meeting too, some of those pictures. But it's a great way to start interacting with people, because honestly, at the end of the day, one of the best things about going to this meeting is interacting with new people, old friends, and sharing ideas from this meeting. Before we start winding this down, Carlos, any thoughts that you want to share, something that we've missed special about the chronic pain meeting that you think that people should be aware about?
Well, frankly, there is so much to talk about that it's difficult to cover everything. But, you know, we have topics for everyone, people from outside the U.S. and people from the U.S., topics on headaches and topics on neuromodulation. We have for everyone's interest. So I would encourage people to come to New York and like you say, meet the Astra family, because it truly is a family.
And then Kumar, any thoughts about what we're missing that we haven't talked about? I think we've hit most of the highlights about the chronic pain portion of this meeting.
I just want to mention two sessions that probably the ultrasound for chronic pain, you know, and especially for the non-North American physicians and even North American physicians, is an emerging field in chronic pain, unlike the acute pain world. So, you know, there'll be a lot of sessions on chronic pain and the on ultrasound utilization. And of course, we will have an exam. So, you know, for those of you that would like certification, you know, please go through the website and register yourself and send in the criteria. Then there'll be an exam with a written exam and an oral exam and a practical exam and on Wednesday. And one last thing I also want to talk about is radio frequency. At least in North America, there's significant there's a recent article in JAMA about radio frequency that has stirred up a lot of controversies. And we'll be discussing all of that. And we'll be hearing from the experts on radio frequencies and procedures that during for chronic pain. So look forward to meeting all of you from in New York, from around the world. And I just want to say welcome to the ASRO World Congress and look forward to seeing you.
And Vincent, any last thoughts about the meeting that you want to make sure that people are aware of that we missed?
So to echo what Kuma and Carlos have already said, the World Congress Pain Program is very rich. If you have heard, we are going to cover many, many topics. I really believe that there is something for everyone to learn. And in addition to the scientific program, I want to remind you that we also take care of the fun part. We will have a number of social events. So hopefully after a day of very intense learning, we will be able to relax in the evening and with our colleagues. And we really would like to see all our colleagues from five different continents to come to New York City, and I'm sure we all have a good time, both for the scientific component and also for the social component.
Well, we recently were in New York City and went to go see Hamilton down there, so if you guys want to see Hamilton, you better start looking for your tickets now. And just a little pointer is that the restaurant inside the Marriott Marquis has some amazing cheesecake. When you're looking out over Times Square, there's a little third floor restaurant that's got some unreal cheesecake. So you got to make sure you check that out too. And so if you see us hanging out in the bar over there or eating cheesecake, come say hi at the meeting. We'd love to meet all of you in person, not just by email or social media, but like in real one-on-one in person. That would be fantastic too. So as always, go to ASRA.com. All of the information is there. The program, the preliminary program is there. Registration for the abstracts. The ASRA selfie challenge with the little globe picture. There's a link there. I'll even put the link in the notes for this podcast. So you guys can find that real quickly. And go register for the meeting as soon as you can. Make some travel plans. Come join us. This is going to be a big, big, big fun deal. You really don't want to miss it. And come say hi to all of us. I've gotten to know these people over the last few years, but I was an attendee many, many years ago coming and not knowing anyone. And it's fun to meet these people. So come join us for a fantastic meeting. I want to thank Vincent, Kumar, Carlos for joining us. We're really excited to see how this program develops in the next 6 months. And we'll see you guys in April in New York.
See you in New York.
See you in New York.
Thank you.
See you in New York. Thank you, Raj and Eric.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always a pleasure.